Are there other melons with kind of a yellow meat to them?
Oh, yes, yes. There's watermelon. A yellow meat of watermelon.
Antelope.
I don't care for it. I don't grow it.
Yucatel.
I grow the Garçonnier and the Congo. Mm-hmm. That's the type I grow.
Mm-hmm.
That Garçonnier is a long striped melon, and the Congo is not so long. It doesn't make it bigger melon, but it's not a better cutting melon or eating melon. And all of them, that's the one that's really good. And then they have the what they call the Charleston or Irish Grey. That's a good melon. And they have the Dixie Queen and the Florida John, used to call it, or Cannonball. Some called it the Cannonball. Either one of the names were correct according to the seed catalog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where is it that sometimes springs up in the field after the rain, kind of umbrella shaped?
Are you talking about an old cuckoo bar?
Well, they're kind of shaped like this. They got a little cap on the
down.
Cap.
Oh, you're talking about I know it just well as I know my name.
Is it mushroom?
Huh?
Is it mushroom?
Oh, we have mushrooms coming from all over the place. But I was thinking, you know, talking about sunflower.
Cuckoo
comes up and has seed all over it and goes up. Yeah. They plant them here sometimes.
Oh, you're talking about
I've seen them planted for a cover crop.
Do the mushrooms usually just grow out in the field anywhere?
Oh, they liable to come up all over the yard. They do come up all over this yard at times.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we call the old wild toadstool.
Okay. Are they poisonous, do you know?
Most of them are.
Oh.
We never attempt to try to eat one because we don't know the poison from the good one.
Okay. Have you ever run across any plants that'll make you itch?
Oh, yes. Yes. Now, if I go out there to pick squash or eggplants or cucumbers, I have gloves on up here. Because they just terrify me to death that night. I wash with the alcohol, rubbing alcohol and all that kind of stuff, try to stop that itch. There's something on there. I'm either allergic to them or after you dust a whole lot, it could be the dust. I know Mr. Cameron's wife, he grows a lot of eggplants and squash. And that little woman's always got gloves clear up to her elbow. She says if she don't, they just get her at night. She can't sleep, hardly for her. Having to get up and
scratch.
And wash your hands with that rubbing alcohol and stuff like that. Well, now he can go help the other neighbor some.
After you dust a lot.
He's got her dust a cup, too.
Man's busy, isn't he?
Hmm?
Man's busy, isn't he?
Oh, yes, he's a neighbor that's going, if he's got a neighbor that, and he's got time and he can do anything, help him anyway, he's going to be there to do it. And one of the hardest men to pay. Now this morning he got through out there. I said, Lord, tell me what I owe you now for holding this grove. He said, oh, just forget it, Elmer, for a while. I said, we'll get around to it. I said, no, I'm not going to do no such of a thing. We'll pay you now. No, that's all right. He's just going to work. Oh, he loves that man.
Oh, yeah.